Hannah. I am packing, frantically flinging my clothes into my suitcase, not even bothering to remove them from their hangers. As I shove armfuls of my makeup from the countertops straight into a bag, I catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror. My hair is disheveled, my eyes irritated and pink. Without my false lashes, I look like a little kid. Inside, I feel like a kid too. A stupid kid. All I can think when I look at myself now is, you idiot. I've made a terrible mistake with Archie. I can see that now. I shudder as I replay the past hour in my head. I don't know how I could have been so naive, so incredibly stupid to have believed anything he said to me. I don't know which is worse, the humiliation or the disappointment. I'd been so excited to tell Archie about how I'd broken up with Ben, but he seemed distracted, almost irritated. I'd felt so confident as I got ready. I'd talked myself out of the anxiety I was having earlier. This is your destiny, to win Bake Week, to be with Archie. This was all good, I told myself, putting on the black dress and a pair of tall boots. I'd waited until I knew for sure he'd be back in his room. I couldn't risk knocking, so I'd slipped inside. Archie startled when he heard me there. He was sitting up in bed, looking at his phone. He was in underwear and a t-shirt. My dress suddenly felt overdone, and I mentally scolded myself for choosing it. I waited for him to grin and pull me into bed, but instead, he looked anxiously at the door. You probably shouldn't be here, he'd said, rising from the bed. No one saw me, I'd assured him, laughing coquettishly. I have some things going on. Work things. I don't have the time right now. The smile died on my face when I realized he was serious. I can come back later.
No, don't do that. He'd lowered his voice. I'm sorry, but we can't do this again, Hannah.
I stumbled back, as though he'd punched me in the stomach. But why? I'd demanded to know. What about bringing me to L.A.? I'd asked. He looked away. What about you being my advocate, helping me build my career like you said?
Listen, you're a sweet girl and very talented, obviously.
He'd avoided looking at me as he talked, his eyes resting on the dark screen of his cell phone. Sweet? My voice rose, my fists clenched. He'd rushed toward me, putting his finger to my lips, shushing me.
I made a mistake yesterday. I have my career to think about, and you do too. We shouldn't have done that.
What? But you said you were going to be my mentor. He looked toward the door, as though calculating if he could leave me there. Then his expression changed, and he took my hands in his. For a moment, I thought he was going to apologize, to say that it was a misunderstanding. He crouched down in front of me, finally making eye contact.
Listen to me, he'd said, brushing my hair from my face. We are going to pretend like this never happened.
My eyes welled with tears. Please, no, don't say that. I pulled on his sleeve, but he was impassive. Irritated, he tried to shake me off. He spoke to me like I was an unruly child, and he was disciplining me.
You are going to stop. You are going to go back to your room quietly and not breathe a word of this to anyone, because if you don't, I will make sure you are the one who goes home tomorrow. Do you hear what I'm saying? He asks, his voice cold.
I'd looked at him through swollen eyes, my heart nearly breaking in two as I watched my dream of being Archie Morris's girlfriend disintegrate in front of me. How cruel he had been. How heartless.
I think you'd better go, he'd said curtly,
swinging his hands to usher me out, pointing in the direction of the door. I hovered there,
unsure what to do, giving it one last chance to turn in my favor. He'd raised his eyebrows.
Go.
I ran, stumbling down the hall and desperate suddenly to be away from Archie and the mess I've made of things here. Now I pull off my dress, balling it up angrily and flinging it into my bag. How stupid I'd been to dress up for him when he never cared at all. I pull on my yoga pants and a sweatshirt. It doesn't matter who sees me now or what they think of me. I'm done with all of it. Now all I want is to go home to Eden Lake. I will beg Ben for forgiveness. Tell him I didn't mean any of it. He will be mad at me, of course, at first, but he'll come around. He always does. I have the horrifying thought that Ben won't forgive me, that I will be forced to move in with my mother. I will turn into an old woman working at Polly's Diner who people will whisper about. See her? They'll say. She was once on Bake Week, and now look at her. I bend over to pick up an eyeshadow compact that's fallen to the floor and find myself crying again. Big, convulsive sobs that keep me doubled over. I attempt to close my suitcase, holding it down with my body weight and straining the zipper. Anger rises up in me, and I find myself kicking the suitcase again and again until it slides across the floor, slamming into the delicate wallpaper. I stand there, panting, tears still wet on my cheeks. And that is when I hear the scream.